أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ذلك ومن عاقب بمثل ما عوقب به ثم بغي عليه لينصرنه الله إن الله لعفو غفور. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of those who made hijrah, those who had undertaken the migration, and they were killed, martyred, or they had passed away and they died a natural death. Allah mentioned of the provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them in akhirah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how Allah will honor them by allowing them to enjoy an entry into paradise that they will be happy and satisfied with. Moving on to ayah number 60 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of retaliation. A person is persecuted, a person is injured, a person suffers oppression or injustice. Is he allowed to retaliate, and to what extent should the retaliation be if it is allowed? Now, generally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in quite a few ayat of the Quran, has encouraged the believers to forgive. That if some oppression was committed against you, or some injury was meted out to you, then the best route and the preferred route and the higher approach is to forgive and to persevere and to tolerate and to move on. However, a person is allowed to retaliate, and a person is allowed to seek for justice, and a person is allowed to claim back the harm and the injury that was meted out to him. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of in this ayah. Allah says, that is so, وَمَنْ عَاقَبْ, and the one who retaliate, بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبَ بِهِ, to the extent and equal to the oppression that was perpetrated against him. Right? So that is allowed. If a person suffered any injury, he is allowed to retaliate. Of course, there is a procedure, and he cannot take the law into his own hand. He must approach the correct authorities, and they will then issue a judgment, and they will then issue a penalty that must be paid by the perpetrator of the injustice for the oppressor. So Allah says, وَمَنْ عَاقَبَ, and the one who retaliates and who seeks justice and who injures and punishes, بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبَ بِهِ, equal to the injury that was caused to him, or the oppression that was caused to him. ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ, but then that person for a second time oppresses him. So he was oppressed, he took equal retaliation, and then for a second time he became the victim of oppression. ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ, transgression was committed against him, oppression was committed against him. لَيَنْصُرَنَّهُ اللَّهُ, Allah will certainly help him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely come to his assistance, and Allah will help the oppressed one. If not in the dunya, then certainly justice will be taken, and justice will prevail in akhirah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌّ غَفُورٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly and undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-pardoning and the most forgiving. That is so, بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of his power. Allah azza wa jalla says, it is Allah who causes the night to enter into day. وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ, Allah causes the day to enter into night. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever-watchful. That is so, بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq. One of the many attributes of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is al-haq, Allah is the truth. وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلُ, and everything that they invoke, whatever they supplicate to besides Allah, it is falsehood. The opposite of haq is batil. While Allah is haq, everything else that people pray to and everything else that people worship, that is al-batil, that is falsehood. Wa anna Allah, and indeed Allah huwa al-ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high, al-kabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the great. Few attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in these two ayat. Allah spoke of afu. Allah is all-pardoning. Ghafoor. Allah is all-forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the quality sami'un. Allah is the all-hearing. Basirun. Allah is the all-seeing. Allah spoke of the quality of al-haq. Allah is the truth. Allah spoke of the quality of al-ali, the high. Allah spoke of the attribute of al-kabir, the great. Look at how many beautiful, wonderful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want to learn about Allah and understand Allah, we need to learn Allah through His attributes. By studying the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that way also we will develop attachment with Allah and greater love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alam tara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you not see? أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has sent down water from the heavens. فَتُصْبِحُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرَّةً. And then the land becomes green and lush. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a latif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all compassionate, khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the well informed. Two more attributes of Allah, latifun and khabir. And one of the most effective ways to have your dua answered is to make dua to Allah with an appropriate attribute of Allah. So if you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rizq and sustenance, then you will repeat that recite the attribute of Allah, Ya Razzaq, or Ya Razzaq, or Ya Wahhab. Very powerful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should always include in our dua when we make dua, especially when we are making dua for something in this dunya and something in this world. A person is looking for a better opportunity, a person is looking for a job, a person is looking for a spouse, a person wants to be blessed with a child, Ya Wahhab. A very powerful attribute of Allah is Ya Wahhab, oh the one who keeps on giving gifts. And there are many other attributes of Allah. We should learn this. Whenever we make a dua, always end the dua with an attribute of Allah. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. To Allah alone belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in earth. In wa inna Allah lahu al-ghani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another attribute of Allah. He is al-ghani, the independent, completely independent. Al-hamid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is praised over and over and over again. The praiseworthy. Alam tara, do you not see? Anna Allah sakhkhara lakum ma fil ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again speaks of His power and His ability to do things. Allah says, do you not see how Allah has subjugated for you whatever is in the earth? Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed under our control. We take benefit and we derive benefit from anything and everything in the dunya. Wal-fulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated the ships for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to create these huge ships that weigh tons and tons of mass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed these ships to be controlled by you. Tajri fil bahr bi amri, it flows and it sails in the oceans with the permission and the command of Allah. Wa yumsiku as-samaa, Allah speaks of the cosmic creation. Allah says, Allah holds back, Allah withholds, and Allah keeps back the heavens. Whatever is in the heavens, all the cosmic creations of Allah, there are planets, there is the sky, there are moons. There are so many different cosmic creations of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah keeps them all back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them back from what? And daqa'al al-ard, from falling and smashing onto earth. So many different stars and galaxies of stars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is in control, keeping them all away from the earth so they do not crash and smash and fall onto earth. Illa bi'idni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they can only do so with the permission of Allah. When Allah will allow them to crash or to smash, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed those cosmic creatures and creations of His to land onto earth and to hit earth, then that will happen only with the permission of Allah. Inna Allah bin nas la ra'ufur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah is very, very compassionate, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful towards mankind. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ. Allah is the one who brought you to life. You were nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who brought you to life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. And then He will make you die. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. And then He will bring you back to life. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ. After mentioning all these great bounties, Allah says, indeed, insan, mankind is very, very ungrateful.